Now, from the left coast to the D.C. Beltway, covering the topics you love to hate and hate to miss, it's the Silk or Joe Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Silk or Joe Show, this first edition of 2024. Before I get into the usual reading, standby, I should note something. You heard me on the Alan Nathan Show yesterday. You heard how great my microphone sounded. You heard how bad it sounds right now. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because one show was recorded before the other happened. And yeah, this is a bit awkward. I'm giving away that the Silk or Joe Show was recorded before I was on the Alan Nathan Show. But you know, microphone issues and all that, I really had to give it away. And that's also why I didn't cover certain other issues going on in the world right now, as I'll allude to in the final segment of the program. It's just crazy, though, the stuff that goes on in the new year. You know, you leave a device untouched for so long, for a week, and you get back to it, and somehow everything's changed on it. Switches and knobs got turned. You don't know how it happened. You don't remember. I don't drink and I don't do drugs, so I really don't know what happened either, frankly. But boy, that seems to be how the government is being ran, isn't it? Am I right, folks? Yeah, it's a total disaster that we have coming into 2024, and it seems like it's going to get worse. And I really hope this microphone stuff going on here and certain other issues I had to deal with coming into this new year is not a precursor, prelude, preview of what we're going to experience in 2024. However, it has been alluded to. For example, Catherine Herridge, formerly Fox News over at CBS, she said that she predicts something big and major is going to be happening in 2024, like majorly bad, you know, like pandemic level bad. Wasn't clear on it. She just had a feeling that that was going to happen, trying to warn people. And CBS, of all people, actually allowed her to say that. So we are in for a heck of a rough ride this new year. And are you tied down, ready to go when the ship goes through the storm? That's a lot better than the other metaphor of the something that sounds like ship hitting the fan. So preparedness is really important. You know, you gotta, you know, I guess, and me personally, I buy silver coins and hide them in my closet in case we come to a barter system. But, you know, we also have all these laws that they're trying to pass about gun regulations. You know, Washington State and Illinois, you just got some new ones that you were smacked with. Great job, Democrats. Now, Illinois, they're not really complying so much with them. That's good. But it's still quite a problem that the Democrats think that they can get away with doing this very unconstitutional things. And I will also add, I forgot what the Supreme Court decision is, but there was one in, I think, 1968 that said if the government asks you to register a firearm that you're not allowed to have, you don't have to register it. And it's illegal for you to, in fact. It's a violation of your Fifth Amendment right about incriminating yourself. So these gun registries, by default, you don't have to abide by them. So just food for thought there. Please look up that decision. And when you decide to use it for a defense, don't say, oh yeah, I listened to the Silk or Joe Show and heard the host ramble about it. But the point is, you should probably stock up on various items, just in case Catherine Herridge of CBS is right. And again, CBS themselves allowed her to say this. So they're normally not a conservative outlet. Anyway, done with this little preamble here, on with the show. All right, now I've had a guest patiently waiting as I try to sort out this microphone issue, all this professional equipment, and here I am now using a $35 microphone plugged into my laptop. Go figure. But we are joined now by Mark Serrano, and thank him again for his patience. He is founder and president of Proactive Communications, and he was a consultant with the President Trump's 2020 campaign and had previously been a deputy director on President George H.W. Bush's 1992 campaign. Mark Serrano, happy to have you on the show. How are you today?
Yeah, hello, Joe. This is just a reminder of why producers are so important to us.
Absolutely.
You sound great to me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you're coming in pretty clear as well. So we're not talking, though, about – I didn't have you on to talk about technical issues. I had you on to talk about the 2024 election outlook, as well as how Biden, he seems to – his polling seems to have collapsed like my microphone this year.
Yeah, that's right. Look, you know, Happy New Year to you and all your great listeners. You know, here we are in 2024, probably one of the most pivotal elections in history for sure. And candidly, I think it's going to be a choice for voters between endless expansion and abuse of government power, or hopefully a return to basic constitutional freedoms. I think it's that much of a binary choice as we enter this election year. You know, unfortunately, I think what we've seen is a vast contrast between how great our economy can be 3 years ago and, you know, how bad things can get with our economy, with our border, you know, with war in various battlefronts across the world. It's a more dangerous world today. It's and unfortunately, I think you got to, you know, point to the Democrat left, their corruption, their cronyism. And we need a dramatic shift. Obviously, in about 9 days, that shift begins with the Iowa caucuses. All eyes will be on Iowa soon. You've got candidates crisscrossing the state right now. I don't think you can overstate the significance, the importance of primary process that's about to kick off, but then, you know, the election at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And certainly the Republicans have a much more varied primary than the Democrats, although the Democrats themselves, you know, in addition to kicking Trump off some ballots, they've been trying to kick their own candidates off some ballots.
Yeah, it's interesting on the Democrat side. You know, if you recall back in 2020, the Democrat bosses, they basically blocked Bernie Sanders from the nomination, you know, with a big endorsement out of South Carolina. For Joe Biden, that, you know, basically handed the nomination to Joe Biden. South Carolina was rewarded this year by the Democrats by having South Carolina leapfrog over New Hampshire and Iowa. So it's the first primary event for the Democrats. So, you know, there's not really a contest there. They blocked Robert F. Kennedy from being able to gather enough delegates to be significant. You know, Joe Biden will certainly be the nominee, at least between now and their convention in August in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine that some Democrats who are out there, you know, thinking, where's our primary process? Joe Biden is so unpopular. What's going on here? Maybe we might have a repeat of, the 1968 Democrat convention in Chicago because of just Joe Biden's unpopularity? Or do you think that the party will rally around him even if they hate him, just because they think he can beat Trump and anything's better than Trump?
Yeah, I think it's probably the latter. Sure, look, he could be taken out in Chicago and off the ballot. I think that would be a complex and challenging process for Democrats. I think if Joe Biden is healthy 6, 7, 8 months from now, he will be the nominee for the Democrats. But they they're really saddled with him. And one of the biggest issues, of course, is the economy, which people continue to struggle in. Look, there is nothing that anyone can do to change this economy in the next 11 months. Nothing. They've bought into this radical spending agenda with trillions of dollars of deficits each year. They can't put that genie back in the bottle. So we know the economy is still going to be struggling at that time. And look, it's led to some very, very dismal poll numbers for Joe Biden. I mean, interestingly, at the same time in 1980, Jimmy Carter's approval rating was at 37%. Well, right now, Joe Biden's is at 39%. Not a heck of a lot better than Jimmy Carter's. And Carter was facing a horrendous, managed a horrendous economy. He had the war raging across the country, across the world, in Afghanistan, and of course we had the hostages in Iran at the time. Joe Biden, similarly, has got a devastating record with the withdrawal from Afghanistan, now war in Ukraine, war with Israel, and his poll numbers show the dissatisfaction of voters. If you take a look at Biden up against Trump on these key major issues, Trump leads Biden by 21 points on the economy, 23 points on the border and national security, 11 points on the Israel-Hamas war. Things are not looking good for the Democrats, and I do believe that Joe Biden will be the nominee at the end of their convention in Chicago in August.
And they can't repeat what they did in 2020, where they said, look at how bad everything's now, right now. It's all Trump's fault. We can do better. The adults are back in the room because, well, the adults have been in the room for 4 years now. Final word. You get the final word on this, Mr. Saranda.
Yes, sir, Joe. Well, look, Joe Biden has gotten away for decades trying to portray himself as the people's person, but the real populist is Donald Trump. And the voters and people who don't typically vote very often, they're going to be the ones who decide the future of this country in November.
All right, folks, more Silker Joe after this break.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Customer service is now the top priority for CEOs when it comes to applying generative AI, leapfrogging other functions like research, innovation, marketing, and risk compliance. According to the IBM Institute for Business Value, 85% of CEOs expect generative AI to be interacting directly with customers by 2025. Piloting generative AI in customer service now can help accelerate a successful enterprise-wide rollout. Jennifer Quinlan, Global Managing Partner, Customer Transformation, IBM Consulting.
Everyone knows that today's modern consumer expects nothing less than a fast and uniquely personalized experience. Generative AI holds the potential to change the game in customer relationships by truly enabling businesses to deliver tailored recommendations, relevant answers, and extraordinary customer service.
How can businesses get started? Implementing generative AI tools to manage standard customer interactions can free up human agents to engage in more meaningful interactions, enhancing the overall customer experience. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
The holidays are here, and Amazon Access is making shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable this season. Whether you're checking things off your holiday gift list or prepping to host a family feast, Amazon.com/Access has programs, discounts, and features for eligible customers to save big. With Prime Access, qualifying government assistance recipients can get over 50% off a regular Prime membership while still enjoying all the benefits of Prime, including fast, free delivery on every order. Eligible customers can shop everyday essentials like shampoo, paper towels, and coffee, as well as festive products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their SNAP EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents multiple choice parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show, everybody. Co-host Joe with you here today. Still dealing with microphone stuff that I can't quite figure out. Boy, it's very vexing, isn't it, when technology fails and you have no idea why. Anyway, there's a lot of headlines I wanted to get to from last year, boy oh boy, but right now, just the first thing that popped in my head is the Associated Press, because why are we still using them. They're supposed to be an unbiased source. Their stories are reprinted everywhere, conservative and liberal outlets. But why in the hell are conservatives paying to be an Associated Press affiliate? They don't actually get those articles for free. They have to pay a subscription to the Associated Press in order to have access to them. And you see the articles everywhere. Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, Fox News, they all show Associated Press articles every so often. And apparently you have to be a subscriber to the Associated Press in order to reprint them. You know, I understand it it helps pump up your own amount of articles by having those on your site. But at the same time, is it really worth it, given the Associated Press's biases? Look at the trash that they wrote about the firing of the Harvard president, Claudine Gay, or her resignation, or whatever happened there. She was caught massively plagiarizing and defending genocidal anti-Semitism. So what does the Associated Press do? They blame white supremacists and conservatives, of course. And they write, the writer of the article routinely attacks white people merely for existing. They even claimed that a conservative who used common slang for getting someone fired, you know, the term scalped, apparently that's a very common journalist phrase for when reporting gets someone fired. This article in the Associated Press claimed that conservative who used that term was actually invoking violence white people committed on natives, except scalping is what the natives did to whites and each other. But don't let the truth enter into it, of course. And the Associated Press, they even realized the bias of their journalist, who is still working for them, and they quietly edited the article. It's called a stealth edit, where you go in, and after you've published the article, you make an edit because someone called you out on your garbage, but you don't actually announce that you've made the edit. You just do it without telling anyone. So people who viewed the article at 10 p.m. Tuesday, you know, they see one version, and people who view it at 10 p.m. Wednesday, they see the other version, but no one sees the note that it was edited, because there is no note that it was edited. That's called a stealth edit. And that's what the Associated Press did to this article. And they did it to add a little context that some Native tribes did scalping. But they still left it looking like all whites were scalping Native Americans left and right. So let's get this straight here. They lie about conservatives. They lie about history. They lie about why a liberal was fired. And the reporter is a racist. But conservative news outlets still pay for the right to reprint Associated Press articles. Screw them. Okay, so what if you don't have the resources the Associated Press does? Reporters across the world in every country, reporters embedded in militaries, reporters all over the place. Maybe you would if you didn't pay them for their content every month. And since all they do is lie anyway, what difference does it make if they have a big worldwide network of reporters? That just means more liars that you're paying for. When you lose credibility on some issues, you kind of lose credibility on all issues. How do you know that their reporters worldwide aren't reporting with a bias? You know, these are the same people that are reporting what the Palestinian Authority says to them uncritically. So you know that overseas that they're telling lies as well, or at least believing people known for telling lies. So it just begs the question, why still subscribe to the Associated Press at this point? Why are you paying them when you know that they lie about some things? You know that they reprint what liars tell them in other issues. So what's the point of having them if nothing really they say can be trusted? Again, you know, maybe you want to bolster your article count, but you can make up stuff just as easily as the Associated Press, and probably for much cheaper as well than they do. You can, you know, source stuff from Substack writers. That's a good one. There's a lot of different ways you can get extra content onto your news source from actual people who are telling the truth. And you don't really have to go with the age-old Associated Press. You know, they've been around since 1846. So I guess maybe it's just they're such an embedded entity. You know, it's like people just have to wean themselves off of. It's like the New York Times used to be. I forgot who it was. Some alleged great radio talent, as far as I recall, said that you don't know what's going on unless you have a copy of the New York Times in your office. But that was like 1980s thinking. And even by then, the New York Times had been well known for its bias, or to anyone who really did the research would have been known, because, you know, you didn't have the internet back then. You had its predecessors, and really not that many people were using it. It's certainly not to the extent that the internet is used now. So it would be very hard to learn that, and striking to learn just how biased the New York Times was back in the 80s when this statement was made. But over time, their bias did come out and become generally known to the masses. Certainly, the New York Times themselves did a lot to make that very apparent. But the propagation of the internet and alternative media sources really allowed that to enter the public domain, how biased the New York Times is. Maybe it's time the Associated Press and, you know, people started weaning themselves off the New York Times. You know, no, it's no longer a requirement to have a copy sitting there in order to know what's going on in the world. But today, even if you did have a copy of the New York Times, you wouldn't know what's going on in the world because they tend to lie about a lot of it or just report only what's favorable to them. So people did wean themselves off the New York Times. Maybe it's time to do that with the Associated Press because, well, they're having the same kind of reckoning. Actually, for the entire Trump administration, they've been having that kind of reckoning. So we've got like 8 years now of knowing how biased the Associated Press can get, yet conservative outlets are still paying subscription fees to republish their content. Doesn't make much sense. Now, I can understand Fox News doing it, I guess, because, well, look who's running it. Paul Ryan. Paul Deister ran Paul and Ron Paul for mixing them up with a sleaze like Paul Ryan. However, you know, Paul Ryan, he's the rhino Democrat collaborator voting for Joe Biden and socialism is better than Trump. He's in that kind of crowd, you know. We'd rather have a small, loyal Republican Party that's marches to the order of the corporations than have someone who's actually going to work for the people if we can't control them and can't bribe them. He's in that kind of section of the GOP, the Liz Cheney section, the Mitt Romney section. So he's the one in charge of Fox News. It makes sense that they would be reprinting stuff from such a biased left-wing outlet as the Associated Press. But, you know, when you get to other outlets like Breitbart, for example, now the articles that they reprint aren't as biased, but if you're sitting there funding this biased operation, you know, maybe at some point you're going to end up reprinting some of the AP's nonsense, what AP meaning Associated Press, some of their nonsense, whether or not you are aware of it. Because you can let they get away with lying about some stuff, they're going to start realizing, hey, we have this inroad into these conservative outlets, and they're reprinting articles that appear unbiased. They're reprinting this stuff. Well, maybe it's time we start biasing it in this direction. Start lying, leaving out important details. Maybe some stuff that, because you rely on the Associated Press for your reporting, you don't have your own journalists available to fact check or verify. And of course, they'd know about it. The Associated Press would know about it. They got moles all over the place. That's why everyone subscribes to them, right? So they can really up their manipulation game and infiltrate conservative media quite easily, and no one would be the wiser. So it's something to look out for, and it would really send a message if they started losing subscribers. But I don't really see that happening just yet. I guess they just got to start writing even more biased articles for that to happen. Or at least more regularly write biased articles, because I'm not sure you can get much more biased than these lies they told about the firing of the Harvard University person there, president there. All right, more Silker Joe Show coming up after this break.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and it's the perfect time to save on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for everyone on your list at Office Depot Office Max. Small business owners looking to meet end-of-year business goals while keeping costs at a minimum can enroll in the Office Depot Office Max Business Select program at a discounted rate for a limited time. Now through Sunday, December 31st, a first-year membership for new members is just $29. Members get exclusive discounts, convenient in-store and shipping options, and more. Shoppers can save time and enjoy the moments that truly matter by taking advantage of free 20-minute in-store pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services for qualifying orders. And looking for the perfect gift? Find suggestions for techies, teachers, teens, college students, and everyone in between online at officedepot.com/giftguides. Visit officedepot.com and Office Depot and Office Max stores nationwide to learn more.
New federal data confirms that illegal, disposable, flavored e-cigarettes drive youth vaping. Here's former Office of National Drug Control Policy Director Gil Kerlikowski.
The latest data shows that Chinese-made illegal disposable vapes marketed in youth-enticing flavors are pouring into our country. The DEA has warned that these illegal products can be laced with fentanyl. The FDA must increase enforcement action.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt, and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
The federal ban on menthol cigarettes could have unintended consequences for Hispanic communities. Here's United States Hispanic Business Council President Javier Palomares.
You know, history has taught us that prohibitions just don't work. A federal ban on menthol cigarettes would hurt minority-owned small businesses. It would make communities of color more vulnerable to criminalization and bolster cartel pocketbooks. It's just simply bad policy, and it must be withdrawn.
Sponsored by the United States Hispanic Business Council.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Welcome back to the Silker Joe Show, everybody. Co-host Joe sitting in today. Why am I saying sitting in? I was talking like I was on the Alan Nathan Show. Well, actually, it's because Jane Silk, she was supposed to host today originally, but because I mentioned that in the last show we did of the year. But no, she, as president of the Main Street Media Network, she has quite a lot on her schedule. So that is why it is called the Silk or Joe Show. Anyway, we are joined right now by Congressman Ralph Norman, Republican now, South Carolina's 5th District. He is a member of the House Rules Committee, Committee on the Budget, and the Financial Services Committee. Congressman Norman, always happy having the show. How are you today?
Well, Joseph, glad to be with you. Appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. Happy to have you on the show. A lot was going on in 2023 at the end of the year. You know, we had FISA courts being extended without reforms, border crisis that's still ballooning, and then, of course, anti-Semitism on college campuses. You know, take it away with whichever one you want to dive into first.
Well, you know, when you look at what this administration has done to this country, you look at an uncontrolled border that really we've never had in America. We've always had borders. We've had rules and regulations, and you just couldn't walk into America and all of a sudden take advantage of all the things that this country offers. We've never had a FISA court that has been had over 200,000 private citizens that have been spied on, that have been used for political purposes. We've never had the FBI raid homes and raid businesses like they have on things that they disagree with, school board meetings. It's been an interesting year. Hopefully in 2024, we're going to make some changes and at least have the discussion. And the cancer that is killing America is spending. I don't care whether you have a family budget, a business has a budget. When you violate that and spend more than you take in, you are basically inept to do anything and unable to do anything. And in America's case, we've always been that shining city on the hill, but it's quickly coming to a close. We don't get a handle on our fiscal matters. So hopefully it'll be a good year, and hopefully we got some people that'll fight.
Yeah, and just talking about the fiscal matters reminds me of a quote from Jane Silk herself, that you don't go broke making a profit. So if businesses have to follow that mantra, why does the government think it can get away with not doing that, especially since the government is basically a business funded by the taxpayers? Or is that the problem? They can just say, give us more of your money if we don't make our quotas for the year. Whereas if a business they screws up, they can't go to the public and demand money. They're just out of business.
Well, they are. And this all stems from elected people who are gaming the system. And you ask any business, what's your biggest weakness? If you have one, is people. And we've allowed people in government to do the practice crony capitalism, to bring back money to companies that should not be getting taxpayers' money. And to be frank with you, it's not the role of government. And what this administration has done to a level that we have never seen before, we will have a interest tab that will exceed our military budget on our debt. And $35 trillion, $36 trillion, it's now getting to the point it just can't be serviced. How do you pay that back? But we have to start somewhere. And to be honest with you, we don't have the people in Congress that are willing to say no to the lobbyists, that are willing to say no to groups that are woke, woke programs at best. And we just got to have a spine to do that. And it's not going to be pretty. But I know the members of the Freedom Caucus are leading the fight on this, and we will continue to do it until we have some changes and get this country on the path of fiscal solvency.
Mm-hmm. And I certainly hope that you can manage to rally people around, but like the Republican Party, it seems like you guys in Congress are going to lose by attrition eventually, because you've had three congressmen drop off already. And if you have another two leave, well, that's kind of the ballgame right there.
Well, it is, and, we were expecting, I think a lot of people thought there'd be a lot bigger margin, and I did too, quite frankly, but, you play the cards you're dealt, and we've got a slim margin. We'll just have to, as they say, it is what it is, but we have, more importantly, we got to get people that replace them that are willing to put the country first, and it starts with getting government back under control and not spending more than you make. My question on anything moving forward is whether it's funding for Ukraine, whether it's any program that is being funded, our question should be, among all 435 of us, where's the money coming from? And if it's borrowed, we're not adding to the debt that's going to sink America. And so we'll see what happens. And it's a high task and a hard task, but I think we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just got to watch out, though, because I remember the, Biden's infrastructure bill, I think it was, where they were saying how this will not add a cent to the debt, but it did. Like, really, like, I guess they like to put out that propaganda. So you got to counter that, because then you'd be like, oh, well, we agree with the congressman. We don't want to add to the debt either. And this bill won't. But then it turns out it actually does. So you got to leap over that media hurdle there, that propaganda hurdle.
Well, you've got to look past the words. This president, this administration, and all of the agencies are good at saying things, but you look at the realities. Look at the, you know, $1.9 trillion debt we ran this year. Look at the record number of tax revenues we took in. Look at the costs that this country is bearing with fentanyl that's killing our children, and the treatment centers that are being set up. Look at the cost of the 8 million illegals that are in this country, not to count the terrorists and the military-age men that are coming across this border that don't love this country. So we've got a plate full, but it's a task we've got to rise to and meet. We've never had to do this before. We're now fighting on our own soil where in the past we fought in other countries. It's here now.
And do you see any of your Democrat colleagues breaking away from the party mainstream, especially on issues like immigration? Because, you know, over the last week we've seen Democrat mayor in New Jersey turning around the illegal immigrant buses, saying, no, these guys are a security threat, a terror threat. You know, for, 10 years now, Republicans saying that were called outright racist, but now you have Democrats out there saying that. So is there a break forming? Are they realizing maybe there's a problem here?
They say they are, but where have they been? I mean, this has been going on since this administration took office 3 years ago. Why are they letting the population that is exceeding the size of South Carolina of 5 million people? Why are they not aware that if you let everybody in this country unfettered, no test of COVID, no background search into America, they're doing it just for power. They're registering them to vote. They're sending them to sanctuary cities, all on the public dime. And it's un-American. And this president needs to be impeached just on that. He took an oath to protect and defend America, and he's not doing it. And the Emoluments Clause is another one that appears he's profited from other countries. But that's an entirely different matter that will be shown as we move forward with the evidence of the Judiciary Committee and James Comer's Committee. But this is unacceptable. And the Democrats that are saying it, well, what are you going to do about it? You going to build a wall? Are you going to detain and deport? Are you going to send them back to Mexico? What are you going to do other than just say that it's a bad situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. He seemed to put an interesting point on it. On the one hand, he's saying we have too many illegal immigrants up here. They're destroying New York City's economy or whatever, trying to care for all of them. So we're going to bust them out of the city. But then out of the other side of his mouth, he was saying just the other day that President Biden's DOJ going after Texas for their new border enforcement policies is the right thing to do. So it's like, on the one hand, he says, we don't want them here. We know they destroy communities, but we want them in Texas where they'll destroy communities, I guess.
Eric Adams is a politician that gives politicians bad names, saying one thing and doing another. And so many others are just like that. Democrats have not voiced their opinion on it. Now they are, because the American people are rising up and saying enough's enough. But where it's really going to hit the fan is when they start asking for federal dollars to finance budgets of cities, sanctuary cities like New York City, like those out in California, and we're going to vote no. And they may get support from some Republicans, but hopefully not. It's to spend money we don't have at this time in the history of America is just unacceptable. We can't do it. But that's coming down the pike this coming year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just total irresponsibility on the parts of Congress. Now, hopefully the American people, you know, will rise up in this election year and show the parties, hey, you can't do this irresponsible spending. You get the final word on this, Congressman Norman.
Well, it's time for Americans to realize and voice their displeasure with what this administration is doing at the ballot box, and it couldn't come quick enough.
All right, Congressman Norman, thank you for being on the show. Listeners, we got more coming up after this break.
Moms, looking for some great holiday deals? Nintendo has what you need, like an offer on the Nintendo Switch OLED model system featuring a design from the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate game, a download code for the game, plus a 3-month individual membership to Nintendo Switch Online. Or pick up the Nintendo Switch OLED model Mario Red Edition system featuring a console, dock, and Joy-Con controllers all in the iconic Mario Red color and an offer on Nintendo Switch, which comes with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and neon red and neon blue Joy-Con controllers, a download code for the digital version of the game, and a 3-month individual membership to Nintendo Switch Online. There's also lots of games going on sale this month. For more, go to Nintendo.com. Included membership auto-renews after initial term at the then-current price unless canceled. Not available in all countries. Internet access required for online features. Terms apply. Nintendo.com/switch-online. Offers available while supplies last. See participating retailers for details. Games rated E to E10+.
Kia America honors veterans by connecting highly trained former military technicians with meaningful new careers at Kia retailers through the Kia Veterans Technician Apprenticeship Program, VTAP. Launched earlier this year in partnership with Educational Resource Systems Incorporated, the program is a U.S. Department of Labor and GI Bill approved national apprenticeship. Kia VTAP provides master-level trained veteran technicians with career access to hundreds of participating Kia retailers nationwide. Eligible veterans may also elect to receive a substantial monthly GI Bill stipend during their 12-month apprenticeship. Greg Silvestri, Vice President, Service Operations.
Kia VTAP is delivering skilled and experienced military veterans to our retailers during this period of unprecedented record sales and growth. I'm inspired by the quality and tenacity of these veterans as we honor them and all military veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
For more information, visit KiaVets.com. Sponsored by Kia America.
Hi, I'm Catherine Judah Chilo. I have 3 wonderful children with my husband, Sean, who I met on the 17th season of The Bachelor. At just 5 months old, our son, Isaiah, became sick and spent 4 days in the hospital. At first, my husband and I thought he had a common cold, but it turned out to be much more serious. It was respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. RSV is the number one reason why babies are hospitalized. I'm sharing my story so other parents can learn about the importance of helping protect their babies from RSV when they are most vulnerable to it. If you are pregnant or plan on becoming pregnant, speak to your OBGYN or healthcare provider about the risks of RSV. As a mother, I've seen a lot of warning labels, from choking hazards to baby toys, and I wish RSV came with one. To learn more, visit www.bewareofrsv.com. That's www.bewareofrsv.com. This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
What is dadication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs, and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste, or to your waste. but get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Welcome back to the Silk Road Joe Show, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us through this hour of the first show of the new year. So, Democrats, you know, we were talking about it with Congressman Norman in the last segment. They're trying to stop Texas Governor Greg Abbott from busing illegal immigrants to their cities. You know, I should also mention that there's some other topics that you might be thinking I should get into: Epstein's client list, Trump being off the ballots in various areas. Well, honestly, they haven't quite matriculated yet by the time I'm recording this. So, you know, I don't want to have information that's out of date by tomorrow. You know, it's crazy because this show airs twice. It airs today as you're hearing it, but then it also airs Sundays from between 12 and 2. It runs for 2 hours in a row, even though it's a 1 hour show. Go figure. But yeah, you get it twice as much, right? Anyway, though, but Democrats are trying to stop Texas Governor Greg Abbott from busing illegal immigrants to their cities, right? New York City Mayor Adams, for example, like I said in the last segment, he said that the illegals problem is one that Governor Abbott created. And he then said that he is glad the DOJ is working to stop Governor Abbott from stopping the flow of illegal immigrants. So let me get this straight. Number one, your party is actively not enforcing border security. In fact, your party tries to sabotage any state that tries to enforce border security. And you celebrate that. Eric Adams said it was a good thing that the Biden administration was doing that. Number two, you complain when you have to face the consequences of what your party did. You voted for a weak border. You said you were a sanctuary city. But now you refuse the people you did everything to entice into entering this country. Number three, you just admitted that illegals are a danger and destroy communities, and your rationale for why busing them is wrong and why you should bus them out of your city. So combine that with your policy of only making border states take the burden. What's going on there? Number four, you say busing illegals is wrong, but have no problem with the Biden administration flying illegals to conservative towns across the country. And you just admitted that you are actively destroying Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and probably California too, deliberately trying to destroy those states. And then you fly illegal to conservative states to destroy them too. You acknowledge the damage that they do in your own communities. You bar them from your own communities. Gee whiz, Martha's Vineyard. They called in the National Guard to get rid of all the people on that island, all the illegal immigrants who were landed on that island. But like, they claim they were a sanctuary community. And it's a community of 75% rich liberals. And there's a lot of empty houses there, by the way, that they could have shoved the illegal immigrants into. Instead, they're shoving them into hotels, and they're actually telling American seniors and American veterans, hey, you can't live here anymore in these senior centers and hotels and whatnot that the government might be paying you subsidies to live in so that you're not homeless. Instead, we're going to give it over to the illegals. Meanwhile, in Martha's Vineyard, they have empty houses there, and they said they couldn't house illegal immigrants, that there was no room for them. So while they said they were a sanctuary community, all these liberals, they just called in the National Guard the moment they had to actually put up or shut up about being a sanctuary community. So now, like I said, they've admitted that they're with their actions and rationale for why they want these people out. They've admitted that they are deliberately trying to destroy border states and other communities. Question is why? Is their real target Texas and they're willing to sacrifice New Mexico and Arizona to get it? Okay, that's if you accept the official narrative that Arizona is blue now and not rigged, but clearly they already own Arizona one way or the other, so it is being sacrificed to take down Texas. Destroy Texas by pumping them full of illegals and ordering them to care for them from your sanctuary city thousands of miles away. Liberals love to brag about how great these cities are, how much money their havens produce compared to conservative areas. You know, just ask them anytime that there's the argument liberal states are a leech, conservative states are the producers. Liberals will come back with all these charts and graphs saying, look, liberal cities, liberal states, they have so much money. They're subsidizing conservative areas. But yet when it comes to illegal immigrants, even with busing, they get fewer migrants than the average Texas border town, which isn't even in the top 100 markets in the country. Seriously, you brag about how liberals are economic powerhouses, yet you claim you can't handle a fraction of the illegals that the average Texas border town deals with. Good luck getting a Democrat to listen to logic and reason on this, though. They listen to the media on the issue. I guess they believe that Greg Abbott buses these illegals in from Central America to their cities or something like that, based on Eric Adams saying that Abbott's the one creating the problem. But, you know, Democrats, they have admitted that illegals destroy communities. At the same time, Democrats are also actively making the flow of illegals into Texas worse. Therefore, they have admitted they are knowingly destroying Texas. Isn't that treason? Congressman Norman, he was just talking about how President Biden seems to have abdicated certain constitutional responsibilities through these actions. And it's evil for Governor Greg Abbott to bus migrants. Isn't it also evil to force Abbott to take them in and stop him from blocking their path into the country? By the way, guess what Democrats say the real cause of all these illegals coming in is? According to Breitbart, this headline they have here, Homeland Security, I'm not saying according to Breitbart like they're making it up. I'm saying that this is the source that I got for what I'm about to say, because I didn't actually listen to the Homeland Security Secretary. Mayorkas, he said that record border numbers are due to climate, poverty, and authoritarianism. That's right. The Biden administration sues states that try to enforce border security. The Democrats give illegals thousands of dollars in free health care when they come into this country. The UN distributes maps on how to get into the U.S. to get all that free stuff. But no, the only reason they come here is because of left-wing talking points about climate change and income inequality. How sick are these subhuman savages in the Democratic Party? They create the problem, openly admit to using it to destroy their political opponents, then claim giving them more power is the only way to solve this problem? Liberals, the educated and more media savvy and more intelligent, are happy with this. This is what they want. At least they'll tell you that they're more educated, more media savvy, and more intelligent, more aware of what's going on in the world than you. Now, here's another Breitbart headline that shows just how aware they are of the problem. Biden administration cleans up border ahead of congressional visit, according to sources. So they admit illegals destroy communities when they insist on rejecting illegals for their sanctuary cities. Then they clean up border towns when it's their turn to visit with the media and do photo ops. Then they tell those towns to keep taking in 10 times the number of illegals they claim overwhelmed New York City and sue the state of Texas for trying to stop this madness. It's entirely a propaganda effort on their part. They know what they're doing is wrong. That's why they clean up the border towns so that the idiots in the party that believe the press and believe the government, or believe the Democrat Party in the government anyway, they don't believe the government when Trump is running it, but they do believe it with Democrats running it. They believe, they don't understand that this is a photo op, that the streets were cleaned up, and they don't care enough to investigate, because what their party says is what they want to hear. And they really just have a rabid hatred of the Republicans. You know, at this point, it's like two competing sports teams or something. The, you know, football fanatics, well, soccer fanatics, as we would say in the U.S., you know, they so love their team so much that they'll riot if they lose or whatever. They'll riot if they win. That's what the Democrat Party now. It's a sort of madness, religious fervor that their voters have gotten into. They don't care about reality. They don't care to investigate. If their party says it, it's good enough for them. Now, there are cracks appearing in the party when they have to deal with the consequences of their lies, but then they can always just blame the Republicans or climate change or income inequality, and then say the actual solution is to give them more power, give them more offices, vote them. Yeah, and the party loyalists buy it up, because why not? All right, folks, thank you for tuning in to this new year edition of the Silk Road Joe Show. Be seeing you.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.